Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace and Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Brian Tansel. His message for today is Four Great Reasons for Faith. I ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning. Thank you, Danielle. And welcome to our Grace Nurture call this morning. It was a rainy night here in Georgia last night. Not sure if it rained where you are, but the rain cleanses things. It provides nutrients to the soil and all this great food we eat. It nourishes our crops, provides a nice drink of water to the birds singing outside your window. And, you know, you can't sing when your mouth is dry, so make sure you get a nice drink of water every now and then so people can hear you and you are projecting your voice and all those good things. So thank you for joining our call today on this Friday, September 25th. Is it raining in your life? Have the tossing and turning that life's challenges put you through got you down? Does a mountain seem so high that you can't see what's on the other side? We all have these challenges to overcome. There's an old saying that time is the cruelest master. And I can relate to this. When things are going just absolutely fantastic, these times seem to disappear too quickly. And sometimes hard times or hard situations seem to just go on and on and on forever. I know you guys can relate to that. And then sometimes things happen simultaneously. So, for example, you may have a major appliance that stops working. At the same time, your car starts to give you trouble. You or your spouse loses your job. I'm sure we can all relate to situations like this. It seems like the domino effect. So just remember that difficult times don't last. Difficult situations don't last. Difficult people don't last. The word of God lasts. The salvation available from our Lord and Savior is really what lasts. So I hope something I say today can uplift you, encourage you, and help you to overcome every challenge thrown your way. Sometimes your favorite Bible verse or song is exactly what you need at the tip of your tongue. So say it to yourself. If it's a Bible verse, if it's a song, sing it to yourself. All of my grandparents and both my parents used to sing during good times and bad. I thought they were invincible when I was a kid. They never let me see what their struggles were, but I knew that they were devout Christians who always had a positive outlook on people and whatever they were dealing with at the time, whatever situation it was. So I had a song at the tip of my tongue. I want to just read it to you right quick. You may have your favorite song. I got several favorites, but this one was on my heart recently. So the song is called, I Am Thine, O Lord. And it says, I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. O, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend, when I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. There are depths of love that I yet may know ere the face to face I see. There are heights of joy that I yet may reach air I rest in peace with thee. So our four great reasons for faith today, I'm going to give these to you, and we're going to try to get to all four. If not, we will definitely pick up at another time. So the first one is, and there's many, you can choose probably millions, but the one we want to start with is the miracles of Jesus of Nazareth. And the second one is the fulfillment of many prophecies. The third one is the resurrection of Jesus. And the fourth is the message of the promise. So the first story we want to start with is, the Bible says in Acts 2, verses 41, they then that received his word were baptized, and there were added unto them in that day about 3,000 souls. What a response to the preaching of the gospel. Jesus had been crucified 7 weeks earlier, as you remember, and undoubtedly the events of the final week of his life before dying on the cross were in the conversations of all of those people in Jerusalem. Some had thought he would deliver Israel from Roman rule and set up an earthly kingdom, and others considered him a blasphemer and false prophet, but probably very few people were neutral. They were either on one side or the other. Then within a 12-hour period, Jesus was betrayed by Judas, deserted by his apostles, arrested and tried by the Jewish council, then scourged and crucified by the Romans. For the next 7 weeks, the apostles are silent so far as the public preaching goes. Then, on the day of Pentecost, it arrives. It was a feast day of the Jews that brought them to Jerusalem from many parts of the world. They were all getting together. The apostles waited for power. That's what it says in Acts verses 1 and 8. Then, in Acts 2 and verse 1, here's what occurs. And when the day of Pentecost was now come, they were all together in one place. And remember, the way this day ends is that 3,000 souls were added. So what happened? Why did 3,000 people become Christians in one day? So the events that led up to that day prepared them. And the apostles preached on this day. When they preached on this day, they gave four great reasons for faith. So number one, the miracles of Jesus of Nazareth. Very near the beginning of his sermon to the Jews, when they got together in Jerusalem, Peter speaks to Jesus. He says, "Yea, men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God unto you by mighty works and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, even as ye yourselves know." In Acts 2 and 22. So what Jesus had done throughout his ministry was not a secret. As Paul stated later to King Agrippa, "For the king knoweth of these things, unto whom also I speak freely, for I am persuaded that none of these things is hidden from him, for this hath not been done in a corner." That's in Acts 26 and verses 26. And this is the point that Peter made here, "as ye yourselves know," in Acts 2 and 22. So he told them, "as ye yourselves know." When the disciples of John the Baptist came asking whether Jesus was the Christ, Jesus replied, and Jesus answered and said unto them, "Go and tell John the things which ye hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead raised up, and the poor have good tidings preached to them." In Matthew 11, verses 4 through 5. So Peter could have made reference to the healing of his mother-in-law by Jesus and the multitudes who then brought their sick to Jesus to be healed. Now Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, if you remember, and straightway they tell him of her, and he came and took her by the hand and raised her up, and the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. And at even, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were sick, and them that were possessed with demons, And he healed many that were sick with diverse diseases and cast out many demons, and he suffered not the demons to speak because they knew him. In Mark 1, verses 30 through 32, and also verse 34. And they were healed. The apostles were with him, and he stilled the storm on Galilee. Matthew, verses 8. When he raised the dead, in Luke 7, verses 11 through 15, and also verses 8, 49 through 56. Many knew of his raising of Lazarus from the dead, which took place just outside of Jerusalem. Peter could have asked, "Does anyone here know Lazarus? Were you present that day? Have you heard what happened to him?" So why did Jesus do miracles anyway? Part of the answer is found in John's gospel. Now, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came unto him by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no one can do these things that thou doest except God be with him." In John 3, verses 1, 2. And the Jews on Pentecost, they must have felt a force of this logic. You know, they couldn't deny the power of Jesus that was demonstrated. At one time, they watched to see if he'd heal a man on the Sabbath so they could accuse him of violating the law of Moses. You ever have people standing on the sidelines waiting to accuse you of something or throw rocks at you? That point actually was made in Mark verses 3, chapter 1 through 5. But note the point. They did not doubt that he had the power to do the miracle. For this reason, he told them, and this is very clear. Listen to this very carefully. "But if I do them, though ye believe not me, believe the works." So in other words, if you don't believe me, just believe my works. "That ye may know and understand that the Father is in me, and I in the Father. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake." John verses 10, 38, 14, and 11, and also 14 verses 11. So it doesn't matter which way you look at it, Jesus said, believe in me for the very work's sake, or believe in me because the Father is in me. So John gives the reason for recording so many of Jesus' miracles. Many other signs, therefore, did Jesus in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written, that ye may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye may have life in his name, in John 20, verses 30 and 31. So that's the point made in Acts 2 and 33, and one reason why so many people put their trust in Jesus today. As you remember, the next three points were the fulfillment of the prophecies, or the resurrection of Jesus, and the message of the promise. I'm going to pause right there and ask Danielle if we have time for a moment of prayer out there. Does anyone have any prayer?
We do not have any today, Brother Sansel.
Okay.
Let's do it for you with the word of prayer.
Okay, absolutely. Lord, thank you so much for everyone that joined our call today. We hope something that was said causes us to be inspired to be better Christians, to seek a better way to walk, seek a better way to dig deeper into our faith and read the Bible, read a verse a day, and just soak it in. Just research it, Lord. Let it touch us. Let us get the message that it's trying to convey to us. There's ways that we want to live our life, but Lord, we surrender our life to you. We have so much happening around us, and sometimes these things seem to be so tall that we can't overcome them. But through your touch, through your hands, through the salvation you've given us the proper path to walk, to get through all these troublesome times. Father, we pray for the sick. We pray for people we've lost this year. We pray for people seeking a job. We pray for people that are just trying to get to the next week with their finances. Thank you, O Lord, for a program like Grace Nurture, where we're allowed to talk to people and keep them close to you. Draw us nearer, O Lord. Draw us nearer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.